But we are back at it. We are back at what we know how to do best, which is look at what the word says and share with you what the word says. And we are on our series of Triumph. I trust those of you who haven't gone through the series, please go to our feed, go to the website, go on YouTube and look at the things that we've been discussing with the message of Triumph. Glory to God. And in our previous What the Word Says live, we were looking at Triumph and we were discussing the mystery of the Word of God, like the mystery of the Word of God. And it's amazing and beautiful the things that we got to share. If we like what we always like to do, which is do just a brief recap before we move on, moving on along. We're still on the same subject, Triumph. All right, glory to God. God's people have been called to triumph. Hallelujah. We thanks be unto God who gives us the victory, the triumph, or hallelujah, through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we looked at some beautiful things, you know, regarding the mystery of the Word of God, because a lot of God's children do not understand the mystery of the Word of God. The Word of God is omnipresent. The Word of God is God. Hallelujah. And the Word of God is omnipresent. That means that the Word of God has the capacity and the ability, because the Word of God is God, the Word of God has the capacity to be able to exist in different forms at the same time and be manifested in different places, in different ways at the same time, because the Word of God is God. And we got to look at John chapter 1, how the Apostle John brought out this revelation for us, trying to show us and to explain to us the mystery of the Word of God. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scripture. John chapter 1 from verse 1. You can read from verse 1 to verse 14. We looked at it and then we went to the conclusion of that revelation, which is in John chapter 1 verse 45. Here, because the Word of God, remember what Jesus said. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So that means that the Word of God, if the Word of God is God, that means that the Word of God is spirit first. So we're able to go on that journey of the mystery of the Word, where we discussed how the Word of God, which is spirit, hallelujah, created the physical world. And then that same Word, which is spirit, came into the world that it created, hallelujah. And it came into the world that it created as a voice, and also in written form. That's what we were discussing in the mystery of the Word. And it was existing, all right, with the omnipresent nature and characteristic and power to be in heaven as the Spirit. Remember what Jesus said. He says that the Word is Spirit. Glory to God. And then also John chapter 1, the Apostle John reveals to us that in the Word is life. The Word is eternal life. The Word is the life of God. And then he also said that Word is light. So he exists in heaven as light. Remember what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy. He said that God dwells in the light that no man can approach unto. So this Word exists as light. He exists as life. Glory to God in the heaven. And he is spirit. Hallelujah. And then he created all things, because he said that the Word is God. That Word is God. And all things were made by him. Hallelujah. And if you study also in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it says the Word is living and active. The Word of God is it's alive. Glory to God. And it exists in all these different forms at the same time, because God is omnipresent. So the Word is omnipresent. And we looked at a beautiful scripture where the Word, that Word that became flesh, that came from the spirit world, created all things, and then came into the world as a voice and as in also in written form. Hallelujah. And then it came off from off of the pages. Hallelujah. And was spoken by the angel that was sent to Mary. Hallelujah. From the spirit realm, from the spirit world, it was spoken. Hallelujah. You shall have a son and you shall name him Jesus, and because he shall save his people from sin. He shall save the people. And then they called him Jesus, Yeshua, Savior. Hallelujah. And then in that moment, and the Virgin Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. That word now was what? That word was now, Mary conceived that word. Mary now conceived that word. And then she became pregnant with Jesus. with that word that created all things, and he was born into this world. And then John chapter 1 verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we read that amazing portion of scripture in Luke, where Jesus went into the synagogue and he opened, though this is the word made flesh, opening, and he opened the book to read. Hallelujah. He opened in the book to read, and he found the place where it was written. Yeah. And then he says, the Spirit. Now imagine what happened this day. Can we look at that scripture? It's one of the most amazing and beautiful scriptures, where the word of God, which was spirit and had put on flesh, was now reading the written word. Imagine the glory that was manifested in that place. Oh, glory to God. So the word here, I'm reading from Luke chapter 4. He says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet. There was delivered unto the word made flesh. There was delivered unto Yeshua, Jesus, the word which created all things. There was delivered unto him the book, hallelujah, of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. Yeshua, Jesus, the word in human flesh, was reading the written word. So you see, the word, this is the mystery of the word. The Apostle Paul said, great is the mystery of godliness. So that God was manifested in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of men. This is the mystery of the word of God. So a lot of Christians do not know the place of the written word in their relationship with God. And let's finish this one. It says, and he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. Listen to what happened. Why? Because this is the first time the word is going to be manifested in these three different forms at the same time. Can we call it three? We can even call it four, because, hallelujah, because what? The Spirit of God was also in him. So that word, which is also spirit, had filled Jesus. Remember when John the Baptist had baptized him, and the Bible says that the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. So the Spirit was also inside of him. And then he was the word in flesh, kabaya, hallelujah. He was the written word also manifested in flesh, hallelujah. And then he was reading the book, the written word. He was reading himself. He was reading the writing of himself, hallelujah. He was reading the writing, the written word, hallelujah. And then as he was reading it, what was happening is that the words, he says, the words that I speak, they were hearing the voice. They were hearing the voice. This is four manifestations of the written word in different forms at the same time. And then what happened? The glory filled that synagogue in that day like people had never seen before. And then what did the people that were present do? And then it says, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, because they were seeing the glory of the word of God. The mystery of the word of God was being manifested before their eyes, and they could not get their eyes off of him. This is Jesus. Says, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And verse 21, and he began to say unto them, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. And then it says, and all bear him witness and wondered. They wondered. It was a wonder. Hiya. The word made flesh. Hallelujah. The word made flesh that has been filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit, which is also word. It says, the words that I speak, their spirit and their light. Oh, hiya. Can you imagine? Let's finish. It says, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words. He says, the words were gracious. Kabaya. It says, and they wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Kappa. This is the manifestation of the Word of God. The Word of God had never been manifested in all these forms in one place at the same time. This was the first time this was happening. Oh, what a miracle. Hiya. What a miracle. Let's read it. Verse 22. It says, "And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said," hallelujah, "is not this Joseph's son?" They wondered at the gracious words that proceeded from out of his mouth. This was Jesus. And remember when in John chapter 1 verse 1 it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory." It says the glory is of the only begotten of the Father. It says full of grace and reality. He was full of grace and reality. Hey, this is the mystery of the Word of God. Hey, and then remember it says he was manifested in that way. And remember he was referring to him as was. In past tense. But we know that the Word is, hallelujah, the Word is God. The Word is living and active. The Word is alive, hallelujah. So why was John saying he was in the world? What was he referring to when he was saying he was in the world? He was referring to the Word in written form, hallelujah. He was referring to the voice that what they were writing. So that's why he referred to him in past tense. Okay, so that revelation from John chapter 1 verse 1, it is concluded in John chapter 1 verse 45. Let me show you that the apostle John here was actually referring to the written word. Let me read it to you in context. Verse 45, "Philip finds Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write." Moses in the law and the prophets, they wrote about this man. Says, "We found him, Jesus of Nazareth." Says, "We have found him, glory to God." Hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So he existed in the word in writing. Says, Moses did write. Says, the one that was written. Hallelujah. In Moses and the prophets. He was existing in written form. Hallelujah. He was existing in written form. And that word had become flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just a brief recap of what we were looking at in the mystery. Don't go and study their teaching and look at the verses, study the verses. It'll transform your revelation and your understanding of the Word of God. So now we're going to move right along. We're going to move right along with this, with triumph. Glory to God. So we're going to move along with triumph. Glory to God. Triumph. We're still on the series Triumph. And, the Word of God revealed to us that, faith is our victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So, as I was, maturing, learning and growing as a Christian, the subject of faith stood out to me because, when you study the scripture, you begin to realize that there are, let's take a look at Hebrews so I can explain what I'm sharing with you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Right? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So that means that faith is a very, very important revelation. Faith is a very, very important. Important doctrine. All right, doctrine. It's a very important doctrine of Christ. Even if you study the doctrines of Christ in Hebrews chapter 5. Let me see if we can get there. Hebrews chapter 6 actually says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ," says the principles of the doctrines, "let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God." So it's a foundational doctrine of Christ. So faith is very important. Glory to God. And why is it that, the two main, let me share something with you. The two most important revelations of the gospel of Christ and of the doctrines of Christ is that of righteousness and faith, right? These are things that you must know. These are things that every child of God must know and understand in truth, hallelujah, in the truth, in the full truth, in the full knowledge of how it is known or how God wants you to know it. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay, Shinki, how do you know, how can you say that these two are the most important? Okay, let's go Romans chapter 1. I can show you Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, let's read. You have read it, but you've actually never looked at it from this perspective. Verse 16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And it says, For in the gospel of Christ, it says, the righteousness of God, number one, hallelujah. And then after the righteousness of God, it says, the righteousness of God is revealed. So through the gospel of Christ, God wants people to have a revelation of righteousness, a revelation of his righteousness. So number one, the biggest subject that every child of God has to understand, it is compulsory. It is mandatory for a child of God, for a Christian, to understand the doctrine of righteousness. Why? Because if you don't understand it, you're not going to be able to live the true Christian life. You're not going to be able to understand and walk in the benefits, in the fullness of the blessings of Christ. And then secondly, after that, he says, for therein, in the gospel of Christ, says the righteousness of God is revealed. And then he says, how is it revealed? It is revealed from faith to faith. So the next biggest revelation of the gospel of Christ, of the doctrines of Christ, is faith. Righteousness and faith. So now he says that this is the victory that overcomes the world. It says even our faith. So this, if you're going to be triumphant, if you're going to live a victorious life, then it's going to happen through faith. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, where we were at. It says through faith we understand. It says it was through faith. It says we understand that the worlds were framed, the worlds, the aeons, the worlds were framed by the rhema, the spoken word of God. It says such that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. So what is it telling you? The word is telling you here that if there's going to be a change in the situation, if you're going to live triumphantly, if you're going to subdue, hallelujah, it says it is going to be through faith. Kaya, hey, hallelujah. Let's read it. Ephesians chapter 11. Let me read it to you. Here we like to look at what the word says. Welcome. We are back. Okay, Hebrews chapter 11. I will read. Let me just read from verse 1, because it's a beautiful, beautiful portion of scripture. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It says, it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence of things that are not seen. Kaya. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. It says, through faith we understand, verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, by the rhema of God. This is the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. It says, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hey. Remember in the previous episode of Triumph, hallelujah, we're saying that while we look not at the things which are seen, it says, but at the things which are not seen. Kayaya. It says, such that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. It says, but at the things which are not seen. It says, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What was he talking about? He was talking about the word. Kaya. The word of God. So it says, it's through faith. Kaba. Through faith. Hallelujah. It says, this is the victory that overcomes. This is the victory that triumphs. This is the victory, hallelujah, for the child of God. Faith is the victory, Kabaye. So now it's important that every Christian understands and knows faith. It's important. It's important. Glory to God. It's important. Hey. Every Christian has to know and understand the revelation of faith, the doctrine of faith. Hallelujah. Because it is through faith. If you're going to be victorious, it's going to be through faith. If you're going to be prosperous, it's going to be through faith. If you're going to see results, if you're going to change your life, it's going to be through faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to subdue, it's going to be through faith. Hi, yeah. If you're going to walk in prosperity, it's going to be through faith. if you're gonna have to really, he says he that comes to God must believe that he, if you're gonna have a relationship with God, it's gonna be through faith. So faith, it can never be emphasized enough. So since triumph, the word has revealed to us that faith is the victory that overcomes the world, we want to look, what is faith? Hey, that's it. Now that is the that is the billion-dollar question. What is faith? Shingi, what is faith? Oh, for years and years and years, I've heard so many beautiful and wonderful words about faith. I've heard so many beautiful, wonderful words about faith. I've heard so many definitions about faith. Hallelujah. But now the challenge was, you know, in applying those definitions, sometimes you get the result and sometimes, you know, hit and miss. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, so why didn't it happen this time? Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm reading Jesus. I'm reading how Jesus lived his life. He lived a life of faith, and Jesus had 100% results. Every time Jesus put his faith to work, he got results. So I'm like, hi. I'm sure. And remember what Jesus said, greater works than these shall he do. So I'm like, okay, so that means that I need to know this thing. I need to know faith. Kaya, I need to know faith just like Jesus knows faith. Hallelujah. I need to know it like it is known by Jesus. I need to know it like it was known by Jesus. So I went on this quest to find out what is faith. I was studying every book. I would buy every book on faith. This man of God will say that. This woman of God will say this. I'll watch every tape. I'll watch every DVD. Hallelujah. Back in those days, you know, I used to have... we used to have Walkmans. Hey, the things we used to do to hear the word of God back in the day, people from my generation, the things I had Walkman. We used to get cassette tapes. You had to turn it around, bro, and press. And I would listen over and over. Oh, I would listen to the tapes from Kennedy Hagin. I'll listen to the tapes. I'll read the books, Two Kinds of Faith, EWK. Oh, God. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm just, all I just wanted was to just give me the absolute definition of faith. You know, I just want to know if you just, because truth is absolute. Truth is complete. He says full, and there's a full knowledge. What is the full knowledge of the word of God regarding faith? What is the full knowledge of the definition of faith? There has to be a full knowledge, because faith is critical. It is impossible to please God without faith. So God also, because it's so critical, God will also want us to know it. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Absolute knowledge. He'd want us to know it like he knows it, like it is known. So after years and years and years, and receiving so many beautiful ministrations from many teachers, many Bible teachers, Bible scholars, I would learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. I just felt that there's, you know, with spiritual things, when your spirit is telling you there's more, the Holy Spirit keeps saying, there's more. Come. Hallelujah. That is deep calling unto deep, saying, come, there's more. And I'm searching, I'm saying, and then I'll get to this man of God. And then I'm like, oh, this is amazing. This is beautiful. This is it. Hallelujah. And then I'll go, my spirit will be like, there's something more. Then I was asking God, so for years, so what I'm about to deliver to you is based on my relationship and my journey in searching and in studying and in prayer to find out what is this thing, what is faith. It's I'm giving it to you. I'm just giving it to you so that you don't have to go through the things that I went through. I'm just gonna give it to you. Hey, you are blessed. Hey, because this is years and years, trial and error, trial, study, prayer. Ask me, like, what is it? Hey, hours and hours and hours of study, hours and hours and hours of practice, practicing. Oh, this one said you must do this and do it like that. Okay, it's like this. Oh, many definitions, many explanations. And then the Holy Spirit, one day I was so frustrated. I was like, no, man, what is this thing? What is faith? And you know, the Holy Spirit was like, you've been looking everywhere else. You've been looking everywhere else for what faith is, but you need to go to the word and find out what the word says faith is. And then I was like, Yeah, man. Ah. And I was like, okay, let me begin to search. Glory to God. And I started to search the scriptures regarding faith. All right. What does the word say faith is? Because what the word of God, what the scriptures say faith is, that's it. That's how it is known in heaven. And that's how Jesus knew it. So yes, thank you so much for trying to explain faith to me. But the one that I want is the one that the word of God says faith is. Because that's the one that I'm going to now practice. That's the one that I'm going to lean on. That's the one that I'm going to put my all in. And I have to get 100% results. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is God, and the word of God is truth, and truth is absolute. So there is an absolute definition of faith. And here on What the Word Says, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to hear it here. I'm going to give it to you. Glory to God. I'm going to give it to you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. What is faith? You see, so the word of God, the word of God is God. So I would like to know what God says faith is. So if the word of God is God, then I can go to the word of God and find out what God says faith is. So thank you, man of God, for what you have said faith is. Thank you, woman of God, for what you've said faith is. But I would like to know what God says faith is. Glory to God. Okay, so I'm going to give it to you like it is known in heaven. So if the word of God is God, that means what the word of God says faith is, that's how God knows it in heaven. And so because that's how God knows it in heaven, that's how Jesus knows it. That means if we do it that way, we'll get the results that Jesus got. And that's what we're interested in. All right. The Bible says he left us an example so that we should follow. So that's what I want to follow. I want to follow Jesus' example of faith. Okay. So now I've looked everywhere else. And then the Holy Spirit says to me, you have not looked at the scriptures. You have not looked at the scriptures. So now I started to search the scriptures. So now, where are the places? Let's start Hebrews chapter 11, okay? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then it says, the evidence of things not seen. That's a beautiful description of what faith is. Okay, that's a beautiful description. That's a beautiful definition. Okay, all right. But then now, I was like, yes, they've told me this, but there's something more about faith that I need to know. All right. And then when you study, remember the Bible says that Romans chapter 1 from verse 16, we read it. It says that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Okay, so now, if the gospel of Christ, all right, if the gospel of Christ reveals the righteousness of God from faith to faith, now I want to find out how does the gospel of Jesus Christ deliver righteousness unto you? How does the gospel of Jesus Christ, all right, deliver faith to faith to you? Deliver you from faith to faith. Take you from faith to faith. How does the gospel of Christ do that? How does the gospel of Christ accomplish that? All right. So now I want to look at the technicalities of how faith works. Glory to God. So in order for us to find out how this works, how faith works, then I have to go to the scriptures to find out how did the Apostle Paul, what does the word of God say? How is the righteousness of God? If the gospel of Christ reveals the righteousness of God, makes a person to become the righteousness of God. And then he says, and he does that from faith to faith. He does that with the principle of faith. Then we have to go to where the Apostle Paul taught on that. All right. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 10. Because now the Apostle Paul right here, he's now describing how the gospel of Christ, how, because this is now the most important teaching that he probably has to deliver. The most important teaching that he has to deliver. That is, okay, this is the gospel. Remember, he taught what the gospel is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1 to 6. He taught us what the gospel is. And then he says that this gospel, hallelujah, he says, I was not taught it. Hallelujah. It says, it was not delivered unto me by men. And then he says, neither was I taught it. It says, but I received this gospel by the apocalypsis of Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. It says, by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hiya. There's something called the revelation of Jesus Christ. Listen, 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 listen. Ha. Hey, 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 child of God, child of God. There are some things, there are some spiritual things that you as a Christian, as a child of God, you have to grow in. There's a knowledge that you have to grow in. There's something that the Bible calls, that the Word of God calls, supernatural spiritual intelligence. Hallelujah. There's something called spiritual intelligence. Yeah, 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 yeah. And when that spiritual intelligence, there's what you call the spiritual grammar. Hallelujah. So for you to understand how faith works, for you to understand faith, you have to first know that there is such a thing as spiritual grammar. And spiritual grammar is different from English grammar, okay? Or the grammar from your language. There is a spiritual grammar. And for you to be able to catch the spiritual grammar, to be able to grasp and understand these truths. Yeah, 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 yeah. Remember what the Apostle Paul said? He said that the gospel of Christ is not in word. So that means that it is in word as well. In as much as it is not only in word only. It is all, it is, what is, so what he's saying is that it's not in word. It's not in word at all. That's not what he said. He says it's not in word only. That means that the gospel of Christ is also in word. Hallelujah. And that word is the word of God. Hallelujah. And for you to be able to understand that word, you need spiritual intelligence. There is something called spiritual intelligence. It says it's not in word only, but also in power. Glory to God. But the primary, spiritual grammar and spiritual intelligence. So when the Holy Spirit illuminates your mind, when the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that for we have the mind of Christ, we have the mind of Christ. That means that we have an anointed mind. There's a mind, hallelujah, that has been smothered, that has been smeared by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now it produces what you call spiritual intelligence, where you can understand, hallelujah, the language and the grammar of spiritual things, the language and the grammar of spiritual communication. Too many of God's people have not tapped in to spiritual intelligence, supernatural intelligence. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, there is such a thing. Do you understand? Hey, glory to God. Okay, let me show you, for those of you maybe that are in doubt. Let me go to Colossians. Ha! Colossians, I'll read from verse 1. Hiya! Hey! Hey! It says that you may understand my sunesis in the mystery of Christ. It says my intelligence, my understanding, how my mind intelligently, how my mind intelligently puts together and has grasped the understanding, this knowledge, this high spiritual knowledge of what the gospel of Christ is. That is why the Apostle Paul could communicate it so effectively. Why? Because in him, there was this spiritual intelligence and he understood spiritual grammar. Ah, yeah. So there is such a thing called spirit. Let's read it. Let's read it. I'll read from Colossians chapter 1. I'll read from verse 8. It says, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And then now verse 9. This is one of the prayers of the Spirit. It says, for this cause we also. There are too many Christians who are dumb in the Spirit. They don't understand spiritual things. They don't understand spiritual communication. They don't even know that there's something called spiritual intelligence. It says, pneumatikos sunesis. It's called pneumatikos sunesis. It's a spiritual, it's a thing. Glory to God. Okay, let's read it here. It says, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. It says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled. Hey, listen to this. It says that you may be filled, you may be filled with the knowledge. That is epignosis. With the knowledge, that's the full and exact absolute knowledge. God wants you to have absolute knowledge of spiritual things. Hallelujah. He wants you to have absolute knowledge of the gospel of Christ, absolute knowledge of his righteousness, absolute knowledge of faith, absolute knowledge, glory to God, of sanctification, justification, absolute knowledge. Okay, let's finish it. It says to be filled, so you can be filled, Kaya. Hey, it says you can be filled with this knowledge. Ha! Hey, yeah. You must desire to be filled with this knowledge. Glory to God. Hey, why? That would be the end of mental health. That would be the end of depression. That would be the end of confusion. That would be the end of anxiety when you are filled with the knowledge of his word. Hallelujah. It says the knowledge of his will. And says in all wisdom, all Sophia, all wisdom. And then he says, all wisdom and there it is. All wisdom and spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence. There is an intelligence. Listen, if God, imagine human beings and science has knowledge. Now, if God, and you know, they have IQ tests to find out, like, you know, how intelligent you are regarding these natural things. So imagine, imagine when God has knowledge. God, we're talking about, he's the supreme intelligence. He's the supreme, he's the author of intelligence. So imagine if there are spiritual things, if you're a child of God, then also you're also, God wants you to come to his level of intelligence. That is what he's called, that is what the prayer of the Spirit is saying here. It says that he wants you to be filled with his intelligence, with his knowledge, to be filled with the knowledge that comes from God. It says in all wisdom, in all Sophia, in all insight, it says understanding the intricacies of the intelligence and of the wisdom of the things that God knows. And God wants you to have it. God wants us to have it, Kaya. Hey, and then here he says, pneumaticosunesis, spiritual intelligence. It's a thing. Listen, if it's in the, if God says he wants this for you, that means that a person can have it. If this is a prayer of the Spirit, that means that this is God's desire for you to have it. Because too many of God's people do not have it. So they go about doing dumb spiritual things, having dumb spiritual communication, not understanding spiritual things, not understanding spiritual laws. And the Bible says that you err because you do not have knowledge of spiritual things. That's what Jesus said. It says you err because you don't have knowledge of spiritual things. And then it says, no, the power of God. Okay, so the primary one is knowledge. Spirit, with spiritual understanding, with spiritual wisdom, with spiritual intelligence, right? And then after you have that knowledge, and then it says, then you are delivered into the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, so there is such a thing called spiritual grammar. It matters how it is said. It is, there are some things, the Apostle Paul said that I went unto the third heavens where, says, I heard words that are not lawful to be uttered in this world. Why? Because there is spiritual grammar. There is a way that things have to be said. It says, they that dwell therein shall not say that I am sick. Yeah. It says, they that dwell in Zion, it says, they shall not say that I am sick. It says, for they shall be forgiven their iniquities. Hallelujah. Why? There's a grammar. It says, there's a way that they speak. There's a way that Jesus spoke. So there's a spiritual grammar. So for now, for you, why am I talking about this? Because for you to actually get the knowledge and the absolute knowledge of what faith is, you need spiritual intelligence. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to flood your mind, to anoint your brain, to anoint your brain. And then you can get to know things. Listen, this thing, it works in me where I can look at something and I can know, I know that I have spiritual intelligence. I can know it. I can know it. And when I'm discussing a subject with somebody and they have to go and search search Google. Google search, the go-to Google search. If I'm having a discussion, listen, I don't have to be a person. It might not be my vocation, okay, or my area of expertise, but I can depend on spiritual intelligence. Says all wisdom. Says, yeah. Have you ever read this? Let me read this thing to you. Let me read Ephesians. Too many of God's people do not have, they're spiritually, they're dumb. Spiritually, they flunk. You hear a man of God say something, and then you say that this one, something happened. What happened? What happened? Let me read Ephesians chapter 3. Okay, I'll read from verse 1. It says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, says, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word, verse 3. Says how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, Verse 4, it says, whereby when you read, he says, when you read, yo, this guy, he had come to the level of pneumatikos sunesis, spiritual intelligence. He was filled. That's why he would say, he says, be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. He understood that this thing exists because he was operating in it. And as a child of God, Shinge, how do I get there? I'll tell you how to get there. Don't worry, that's why you're here. But let's finish this one. It says, whereby when you read, says you may understand. My sunesis, my knowledge, my intelligence. It says you may understand my intelligence in the mystery of Christ. It says that I know the gospel intelligently. Hiya. I have an intelligent knowledge of this thing, so I can articulate it in a particular way. Hiya. So when I open my mouth and I begin to teach and I begin to speak, or when I begin to write, there's a spiritual intelligence. So that when you read, hallelujah, the explanation of Shingi, when Shingi is explaining the word, when Shingi is explaining the gospel, when you read, you can tap into my intelligence. You can tap into my intelligence of the mystery of Christ. I have an intelligence of the mystery of Christ that was delivered unto me by the Holy Spirit. Says that so that when you read, you may understand my sunesis, my intelligence. It says my intelligence in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5 says, where in the ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. It says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. This is one of my favorite scriptures. One day, if you've heard me preach on this. So that the Gentiles may be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ, by the gospel. It says, whereby when you read, you may understand my intelligence in the mystery of Christ. So there's something called spiritual intelligence that the child of God has to have. Too many of God's people are being swayed. One is being swayed by every wind of doctrine. You hear something, and then when the wind blows that way, you find that Christian going that way. And you wonder, where's the intelligence? They hear another thing and you find them running that way. And you're like, why are you running that way? Why? Because they have not sat down, hallelujah, with the Spirit of God and the Scriptures. And how do you get the Spirit? You see these prayers of the Spirit? You see this prayer, you put them down and then you begin to pray with them. Why? Because this is God's will for your life. Hallelujah. You get the prayers of the Spirit in Ephesians. You get the prayers of the Spirit in Philippians. You get the prayers of the Spirit in Colossians. You get the prayers of the Spirit in Thessalonians. You get the prayers of the Spirit. And then you sit with them. I would sit with them. You know, I had a document, you know, from many years ago because back in the day, you know, we didn't have cell phones like we have today. So I had to go and have a printout. I had the prayers of the Spirit printed out. I still have it today because A few years later, I scanned it because I wanted to archive it so I can look back at it and say, okay, this is where I started with these prayers of the Spirit. And I still have them today. I still have them today. And I would sit with them. I would go to the beach and I would sit with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then I'll be praying and I'll be saying them. Oh, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, that he may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. It says the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Hallelujah. And what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. And so now these things, they are in me. Why? Because I used to sit with them in prayer, in meditation. Kaka. Why? Because I understood that there was such a thing called what? Called spiritual wisdom. There was such a thing called what? Called spiritual knowledge. There was such a thing that called what? Called spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence, where you can know things by divine inspiration. You can look at a subject by divine inspiration. Others are using Google. Listen, the things that are now starting to happen with artificial intelligence. If you're a Christian and you do not have, if you have not been filled with the knowledge of his will, be filled, glory to God, with spiritual intelligence, spiritual knowledge, you're going to be deceived. Because we're in a season of great deception. And as a child of God, you need to aspire. You need to get to the scriptures. You need to get to pray these prayers of the Spirit. And start to pray them, because there's going to be great deception. Deception, artificial intelligence. Where there will be, how are you going to know? How are you going to know that this is real, or whether this is real or not? How you know? Because everything, it looks, when somebody's on... deep fake videos, have you seen them? How are you going to tell if you do not have this spiritual knowledge, if you do not have this spiritual intelligence, if you do not have the spirit of wisdom? How are you going to know? Because it's only those that have this thing that will be able to know, that will have insight into reality, that this is fake, this is not real. How did people know that the vaccines were fake? Some people didn't know. Shinki, how did you know? Hey, listen, I never studied anything that has to do with vaccine, virology, whatever they call it. I didn't study it. Do you understand? I didn't study it. But then there were a group of Christians that knew that there's something wrong with this. Hallelujah. Why? It's called spiritual intelligence. There are some people that don't understand this thing. They don't understand the real. Listen, until you get it, you live your life not knowing that such a thing exists. But those that have it, we can analyze. Hallelujah. He says what? He says pneumaticos anacrino. Spiritual discernment. Spiritual understanding. Says he that is pneumaticos, says he judges, he anacrinos all things, says yet he himself is understood or is judged of no man. When you become the pneumaticos, when you become the spiritual, you can begin to analyze things, and by the Spirit you get the revelation of what that thing is, whether it is real or fake. In this day, you need it. You need it. So you need to go and pray and sit down, compile, have a compilation of the prayers of the Spirit and begin to pray them over your life, so that you can have this spiritual intelligence. This spiritual intelligence by the Spirit of God can come upon you, can illuminate your mind, illuminate your brain, and illuminate your mental faculties, so that you will not be deceived. You will not be deceived in this AI generation. And every child of God needs it. Because too many Christians were deceived by the vaccine thing. There are too many Christians that were deceived and they did not know. They didn't know. They were waiting for people, for the government to tell them. They were waiting for the WHO to tell them. Hallelujah. Christians, believers in Jesus. Shingo, what's the problem? Why is it there some Christians? Because some of them... they don't have it. They don't even know that it exists. They don't even know that spiritual wisdom exists. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding, kaya. Where you can look, listen, some of them, they had to look, Google search. Google search. But listen, there's a technology of the pneumaticos. Hey. What is the technology of the pneumaticos? Pneumaticos sunesis, pneumaticos anacrino. These are real spiritual things that every child of God has to have. Hallelujah. Hey, pneumaticos. Spiritual understanding, pneumaticos sophia. These are things that are in the word that exist that every child of God has to have. You need to have pneumaticos sophia. You need to have pneumaticos sunesis. You need to have pneumaticos epignosis. You need to have pneumaticos anacrino. They're actual things. They're in the word. I'm supposed to be talking about faith, but the thing is that for you to understand, for me to deliver what faith is to you, I need you to, because you've heard so many things about faith that even if I say to you now, if you do not have this spiritual intelligence, it will go over your head. It'll go over your head. Shingi, what are you talking about? Where are these things? It's in your book. You also have the same book. Let me read something to you. You see what the Bible says, how these things work. Oh my goodness me. Yeah. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are, we speak Sophia. These are things. Hey, child of God, you've been playing with this book. You've been playing, some of God said they don't believe these things. You understand? They don't believe it. I think this says we speak wisdom. It says among them that are perfect, another translation probably say, and among them that are mature. But what he's talking about the experts. These are the experts. Alright? These are the experts. They went to school to study these things. It says, we speak wisdom. It says among them. Then it says, even the hidden wisdom. It says it's a hidden wisdom, it's a hidden Sophia, hey, that has God kept for his children. It's real. It says it's a hidden wisdom. It says, yet not the wisdom of this. It says there's a wisdom of this world. What's the wisdom of this world? Vaccine. That's the wisdom of this world. It says, but we, and then you find Christians are talking vaccine language. That one he does not have. He does not have pneumaticos sophia. That one does not have pneumaticos sunesis. He doesn't understand. All right. It says, but not the wisdom of this world. It says, nor of the princes. It says, what are the princes of this world? He's talking about the rulers. These are the governors of this world. The governors of the information of this world. It says, yet not the wisdom of this world. It says, nor of the princes of this world. That come to nothing, says they come to nothing with their vaccines and all these funny things that they want to put on the world. Says they come to nothing. Says, but we speak the wisdom of God. We speak. Ha! When I open my mouth and I start to speak, hey, what do I speak? I speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language, in a mystery. I speak the wisdom of God. Why? That's why some people do not understand when I speak, when I say seven miracles of righteousness, when I say sinlessness. Some people say, when I say one of the seven miracles is sinlessness, sinlessness. Is that even possible? How did you even get that information? Pneumaticos sunesis. Spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence. I can understand the righteousness of God. There's an intelligence that is in my spirit where I can understand the righteousness of God at a very high level, where not a lot of people can grasp the things. So I know what I'm talking about. When I say, okay, they're sinless, they say, no, it's not possible for anybody. They'll tell you only Jesus was sinless. Why? They do not have the intelligence of this spiritual knowledge of the gospel of Christ. So that you can understand my sunesis, my intelligence, in the mystery of Christ. Sinlessness is a mystery of Christ. It cannot be understood by a normal brain. Your brain has to be anointed for you to grasp it. Your brain has to be anointed for you to grasp what is sinlessness, what is guiltlessness, what is blamelessness, what is it? Okay, let me finish. Okay, it says, which none of the princes of this world knew. It says, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which, that God has prepared for them that love it. It says, but God has revealed them. It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. He has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. These things have been revealed unto me by God's Spirit. This knowledge, this intelligence has been revealed unto me by God's Spirit. So that's why I can communicate it. That's why maybe when I start to speak, when I start to preach, when I start to teach, some people are like, what level is this one? Because for years I've been fellowshipping with the scriptures, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with word, praying the prayers of the Spirit, praying the prayers of the Spirit. Declaring, making those declarations of the Spirit. I'm filled with the knowledge of the word. I'm filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom, in all Sophia, and spiritual understanding, spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge. I'm full of the knowledge of the word of God. I'm full of the wisdom of God. The spirit of wisdom, hallelujah, is at work in me. Okay? It says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. It says, for this, some people are searching Google. You're searching Google. But it says, but for the Spirit searches all things. While the guy is searching Google, my Spirit is searching. Says, the Spirit searches all things. It says, yay, the deep things of God. So you are doing Google search to see, is this deep fake? Is this real? Is this deep fake? Is this real? Is this real? Is this real? We got this technology from God where our human spirit can begin to search all things. Yeah, the deep. So we can know. It says, it says when the Spirit of Truth is come. He called him the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is come. It says he shall guide you into all reality. Why? How does that happen? There's a technology. It says, my spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Listen, I explained this portion of scripture in one of our teachings. I explained this portion of scripture in the one of the teachings that we have on the Spirit, gifts and graces. It's on the website. You know, if you go on our website and you go on the Word Therapy on our website, you look for it, maybe you find it there. It should be there, yeah. It should be there because I removed it. A lot of these teachings, I removed it from YouTube, from the YouTube feed, because I did that teaching years ago, so I stopped it in the middle because I thought, I'm going too far. People, this is too far. This was way back before COVID, I'd done that. Okay, so you can go see if it's on our website. You might find it. This is the Spirit, gifts and graces. Start from the beginning so that you can get where I explain what the Spirit is, what gifts are, and what graces are. What is the Bible? What is a spiritual gift? What is a grace? And what is the Spirit? So for you to understand how the Holy Spirit works, how the pneumatikos works, how the pneumatikos works. Who is the pneumatikos? Who are the spiritual? Because these are the custodians. The pneumatikos are the custodians of spiritual, of pneumatikos Sophia. The pneumatikos are the custodians of pneumatikos Sunesis. The pneumatikos are the custodians of pneumatikos Anacrino. Hallelujah. The pneumatikos are custodians of pneumatikos Epignosis. So these are types of knowledge, levels of knowledge and understanding and intelligence of spiritual things that every Christian requires. So I explain this scripture here because you need spiritual intelligence to be able to rightly divide this thing. How does Shinki come up with all these understanding of these things? It's pneumaticos anacrino, pneumaticos sunesis, pneumaticos epignosis, pneumaticos sophia is at work. So when I read it, I can see that this one is not supposed to be like this. It's not capital letter S here. It says, for the spirit searches all things. The spirit does not need to search all things, the deep things, because the spirit is God. So God already has the deep things of God. So what spirit is it here? The spirit here, the word is pneuma, it's small letter S. I'll prove it to you. Let's finish the context. It says, for the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. It says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? That's the first. The spirit searches all things. Which spirit? The spirit of a man is the one that searches all things. He's the one that searches the deep things of God. The spirit, you're the born again, the recreated human spirit. It says that's the one he's talking about. So they put a capital letter S wrong here. Okay? So the capital letter S is not supposed to be here. Okay. It says, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? It says, even so the spirit of God knows no man but this. It says, the things of the spirit of God knows no man. Or you can say, the things of the spirit of a man knows no man but the spirit of God. So that's the first, the spirit searches. That spirit searches is not capital letter S, it's small letter S, referring to the spirit of a man. So when you are doing Google search, my spirit is circa. Hey, and then I get the download, boom! This, that, there's something wrong with this. Spiritual, pneumaticos anacrino. Ha. Pneumaticos, you can go and finish it because time is moving here. Okay, let me just see if I can finish this. Okay. So, it says the natural man, it says, receives not the things of the spirit of God. It says, because they are foolishness. They are foolishness unto him. It says, neither can he ginosko them. Neither can he know them. Neither can he get a revelation of them. It says, because they are spiritually discerned. They are pneumaticos anacrino. They are spiritually understood. Ha! It says, the natural man. There's the natural man. All right, and the Bible also talks about the carnal man. Now, the carnal man is not the man that is not born. The carnal man is the one that is born again, but has not been, he's not pneumaticos. Why? Because he has not been raised in the spiritual. He does not have the capacity to understand spiritual things, to understand spiritual vocabulary, to understand spiritual grammar. So he calls him the carnal man. He's born again, but his mind is still filled with carnal thoughts. So he goes and gets a jab. It says, but he that is pneumaticos, says he anacrinos all things. Yeah. Hey, so, okay. What is faith? What is faith? I just wanted to show you because you need to understand. You need to have this understanding for you to grasp some things, some spiritual knowledge, some spiritual information. Don't be a child of God that is just content with surface level information of Christianity. There's some people that they just find, I'm born again. Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to heaven. It's fine. Yeah, but there's this knowledge. Okay, but what is faith? No, don't worry. Jesus loves me. It's all good. Who cares? You know, that one said faith is no, but why don't you want to know it like it's supposed to be known? It says desire. It says that's why the apostle Paul says you must desire the pneumaticos. They don't have a desire of the pneumaticos. Because in the pneumaticos, the pneumaticos are the custodians of spiritual wisdom. The pneumaticos are the custodians of spiritual knowledge. The pneumaticos are the custodians of spiritual understanding. So the pneumaticos can understand these things. But too many of God's children are not there. So that's why the Apostle Paul says you must desire the pneumaticos. Desire to enter into the realm of the pneumaticos, where you can have this spiritual intelligence, where you can have this spiritual knowledge, where you can have this spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding working in you. These are spiritual things. They are real things. says, desire the pneumatic gos. Says, but that you may prophesy. Why does he say, but that you may prophesy? He's not talking about prophecy as the gift. He's talking about prophecy as in that you may speak in a you can be able to communicate these spiritual things in human language, in languages that human beings can understand. Why? Because the pneumaticos, they have an understanding that human beings cannot relate with. Just so that you can understand, they've got their custodians of sunesis, so you can understand my sunesis in the mystery of Christ. There is a sunesis, there is an intelligence, there is a wisdom, there's an understanding of the mystery of Christ that the human brain cannot comprehend. So now that we have laid that foundation, I can deliver this message. Because somebody will, because I can come here and just say, yeah, spiritual wisdom, and some people, they will be like, you know, so I just had to show you this thing. So now, now that I've told you now, so now you can, when I tell you what the scriptures say, faith, when I give you the spiritual grammar of what faith is, okay, you'll be able to catch it. Because as I have taught and I've released words regarding this, the pneumaticos anacrino, pneumaticos wisdom, pneumaticos knowledge, pneumaticos understand, this spiritual knowledge, this level where your mind can grasp. Your mind has been anointed. Your mind is filled with the anointing and the wisdom. So now, when these spiritual things are being communicated, boom, boom, boom. Some people, when spiritual things are being communicated, it's confusion. It's dark. You can just see that in the face. It's not make sure. You understand? Okay. So now, when I begin to now explain this faith. So now for you. So now. Time has moved. I've gone way over time. I will have to now take you into this in part two, all right? I'll have to take you into this in part two because there's so much here, but I think I just needed to lay this foundation of what faith is. What is faith? All right? There is something as there's a knowledge. There is a knowledge of the things of God, an absolute knowledge. There is an absolute knowledge whereby the power of the Holy Spirit, you can get to know things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can get to understand things. It's real. It's real. It works with me. It's been working. And I've seen it work with a lot of spiritual people that have been around me, that I used to work with, that I used to serve with. There was this knowledge, there was an understanding of spiritual things. And it's an uncommon understanding of spiritual things. And you can see that these people have been relating and fellowshipping with things that pertain to the pneumaticos. So you can, when you explain and you say faith is this, righteousness is this, sanctification is this, do you understand? Something simple as holiness. What is holiness? There's some very, very, very big ministers of God that don't know what holiness is. Because they don't have they've got the human dictionary knowledge and understanding of what they think holiness is. But there is a spiritual understanding of what is holiness. What is hagios? What is hagios? When you begin to speak it, it sounds like, what are you saying? When you begin to explain what hagios is, when you begin to explain what holiness is, these sacred things, this sacred information that has been hid, it says these things were hid in generations past, but now have been revealed unto us, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. So these things, they were hid. So to some people, they're still hid. These truths are still hid. Okay, this is a long, what the word says, but I feel that I've communicated some things, and so you need to get the prayers of the Spirit. Get them. Get the prayers of the Spirit. get the prayers of the Spirit. Maybe if I can, like in edit, I can show you the document, you know, of this old document from many, many years ago that I used to pray with the prayers of the Spirit, because I understood that there was something, that pneumaticos epignosis is real. Pneumaticos sunesis is real. Pneumaticos sophia is real. And I wanted, I says, desire the pneumaticos. And I had that desire, hallelujah, of the pneumaticos, of the pneumaticos. You understand? You have balance, Jason. Don't just be knowledge, 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 knowledge. Like as in, I'm not talking, when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about theology knowledge. This is beyond this. I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. This is not theology. This is not theology knowledge from reading theology books. It's different. I never studied theology, but I can tell people with PhDs. I can write theses. I can preach a message that can be submitted as a thesis. Why? Because of spiritual knowledge. Because of spiritual wisdom. Because of the Spirit of God that is in me. So desire the pneumatic, because of pneumaticos, all right, pneumaticos. I desired the pneumaticos and I went for it and God gave it. So there are things that I can know without human instruments of acquiring the information by the Spirit. Bah! The knowledge will come, the word of gnosis. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is not knowing things about other people. It's the word where you did this. It's a logos of gnosis, of science, of things, of physical things, things that pertain to science, things that pertain to drug, things that pertain to physical things. That's the word of knowledge. Okay, cool. So I think next episode, I'll get into faith. I just wanted to lay this foundation. So when I come and I now begin to deliver that message of faith, that you, because over the years, I've tried to, you know, a group of people, a few people, I preached it to different types of people. And yeah, you could see that. But stick to what the word says, triumph. Triumph, triumph. I'm going to title this one, The Faith of God. No, the Faith of the Word of God. Triumph, the Faith of the Word of God. Yeah, let's title it that. Triumph, the Faith of the Word of God, where I get into show you what the Word of God says faith is. And I'll show you examples. I'll show you scriptures. I'll show you examples of the miracles of Jesus. And the thing, it's been there. It's just that when you were reading it, you probably were not seeing it because your mind had not been, these certain things had not been unlocked in your spirit for you to be able to grasp these things, you know. This is knowledge that the pneumaticos, where you open your Bible, you see things that ordinary people don't see. You're seeing your own things. You're seeing things in the God delivers it to you like it is known in heaven, but to other people it is not common. It's not common knowledge. That is why Paul called it the mystery of Christ. What is he talking about when he says mystery? He's talking about, he says it's because it's hidden. Do you understand? These things are hidden. It says it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of kings to search out the matter. So it's not just for, you understand, it's for those that diligently seek him. He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We read it. Okay. So my name is Shingi. I'm going to stop here. Part two, triumph, the faith of the word of God. Part two, I'm going to drop this big bomb of faith. Listen, when you get this understanding and knowledge and spiritual understanding and spiritual knowledge of an absolute knowledge, epignosis, pneumaticos epignosis of what faith really is, then your life will change. Then you know, hallelujah, you know that, okay, if there's a challenge, if there's a circumstance, if you are confronted, then you will have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to apply faith and get results, just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My name is Shingi. This is What the Word Says. I love you. And remember that this is your time. Don't miss part two. I'm going to deliver this thing to you. God bless you.